N-A-T-Z-T. W-D-A-D-X Mobile, 14714.
Be well, good morning, it's another week. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Yep, is it Friday yet? I'm actually looking forward to next week, and Saturday I've got a friend of mine I used to work with. His wife got a hold of me. They're having their 50th wedding anniversary, and asked me if I would come. And I hadn't seen him in years, so I'm ecstatic about going over and saying hi and seeing everybody.
Hey, well, I can tell you the story about when my parents had their 50th wedding anniversary. You know, it was great because we got everybody together and had a great supper.
It's always fun. It really is. And they're a great couple. And I haven't seen Dale in eons, so the idea of being able to see him again is very exciting. So the only problem I've got is I can't figure out which car I'm going to drive over there. Do I take the hearse or do I take the patrol car? So I got to figure that out by Friday. So there you go.
Oh, gosh. Such decisions. You're located, I'm assuming it's probably over in Vanderbilt?
Frederick. Frederick is where I'm going. There's a small church over there that they're going to be having it at, like a little town hall event. So it should be fun. And the nice thing is it's not an all-day thing. It's just to go over there for a couple hours and see everybody and then come on back home. So I'm really leaning towards the hearse because he's never seen either of the cars. In fact, I haven't talked to him since I got into driving hearse. So it'll be a shocker for him. And I thought maybe that would be the perfect one to show up in.
All right, but my recommendation is bring some type of a gift. Usually like a flower arrangement or something like that. That's just my recommendation.
Well, they told me no gifts, no nothing like that. So just come and be there for the family, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, you know, that's what people always say. But if you bring, like, a flower arrangement or a flower or something or other, believe it or not, they actually enjoy it, even though they say, don't bring anything.
Well, I got a week to think about it, so we'll figure it out by then. Anyway, so it's all good, so we're looking forward to that. But other than that, today and tomorrow I'll be working up in Boyne City. Got to be up there by 8 a.m. And, let's see, anything else? Not really. Not a whole lot of anything, so.
Oh, okay. Well, the only people I've talked to in the last couple days is Doc Dave. Had a good conversation with him. And DYS Ryan. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
More than likely, but yeah, you probably won't hear Drake on here for the next couple days. He's working up in the UP, so he left yesterday, and he probably won't be Thursday or Friday. I guess it all depends on how their job goes up there. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen after that off the suicide school, but, you know, I never trusted him.
All right, sir. Well, you're getting a little scratchy here on 1-4, so I'm going to sign with you. And yeah, I talked to, well, no, I didn't talk to Drake, but I heard he was going to spend, oh, gosh, at least 2 days up in Hoth. So, hey, what was he? 7-3, trip up north. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Thank you, Mr. Jim. Yep, you have a great day, and we'll probably hop over on 86 for a little bit. WPATX Mobile, QSY. Any PCT monitoring?
Any YSS in the mobile monitoring? Anybody out there?
Any Papa Zulu Tango, Toski?
Okay, there was a bunch of static on your signal. Try it again.
This is any TZT. Is this any better?
Yes, much better. There's no static. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just getting off of my night job. I got a couple of days off, and I'm going to enjoy them. I'm a night auditor at a local hotel here. I'm on my way back to Indian River where I actually live. I switched for Peters. There's a link, and I'm closer to the other one now, so makes it a little easier.
Ah, okay. Name here is John. I'm pretty sure I've talked to you before. Anyway, I'm coming in through the mighty 700 down by Mile.
Yeah, I hear good things about the Mile repeater down there. It's very active. Name here is Steven. N-A-T-Z-T. I live in Indian River. I work in Petoskey Wednesday through Sunday night at one of the hotels here. And I'm their night auditor. That's principally what I do. And I'm just looking forward to a couple of nights off. And I got some cleaning to do in the house and some new trash bags. And I'm just going to clean and scrub until I'm smelling nothing but bleach and fine salt. I've let it go a little bit, so perfect time to do it.
Yeah, hopefully it won't get too hot if you got anything outside that you need to do. I guess it's supposed to get fairly warm.
Well, luckily I really don't have to do much outside. I mean, I can trim the grass if I want to, but that's normally done. You know, I'm on the edge of some woods, and the cabin is old, and it's, a little worn. It's a rental, and I'm just trying to maintain it as best I can. Not really much to do outside, though. It's kind of sandy, and the grass is just scrub grass. I've got a... I can borrow my next-door neighbor's weed whacker if I want to. He's got a lawnmower I used a while back this spring, and that made the difference.
Yeah, I had to mow my lawn, let's see here, was it Saturday? I mowed the front half, now the back half, which is basically just a drive and a few parking spots in the back. That either going to do this week or this next weekend. We'll see how the weather and the temperature and everything cooperate. Okay, somebody from West Branch, try it again. Yeah, you're barely making it, Barry. You pop in and out.
Yeah, West Branch, second one to say hi, 7-3 and AT&T Mobile.
7-3, Barry, have a good day. Well, Stephen, I was just up in Petoskey, what was it, Thursday?
NAPZT. Yeah, we up here for work or leisure?
Well, I still work. Some people my age are retired, but I still work part-time, and I'm an outside salesman for an industrial supplier, and I was up there doing business.
Yeah, I'm working to pay the bills and keep the car payments going, so I'm going to be working for quite a few more years yet. I'm almost to my 60th year, but I'm doing all right. I recently got some pills for high blood pressure and cholesterol, so we'll see how that goes. The diet part I can take care of. The blood pressure may be a genetic thing. And the doctor said he takes the same thing he takes more than I do, so we're going to see how that goes. They just started this whole regiment, so. But I don't want to be the hand that talks about all the medication. I'm not going to do that, so. No, I'm just gonna spend some time outside the next couple of days and just enjoy the summer. I'll probably go up to Mackinac City and just walk by the beach for a while. Maybe go to some state parks I know of and just maybe do a little bit of swimming. I haven't been swimming this year. It's been kind of cool. And while it's warmer now, I'm going to see about doing some of that.
Well, one of the places I like to go swimming is up there in Sturgeon Bay, south of Wilderness State Park.
I know geophysically where you're talking about. Where would be a public access for that? Kind of south of the astronomy area there?
I'm trying to think. The highway goes right alongside the lake. Lake Michigan there for, seems like a mile or so, you know, and it's all sand beach along in there, so you can just pick your spot, park your car, and walk up over a little bit of a dune, and there you are. And during the week, at least normally during the week, it's not bad. Like, you can have 50 feet all to yourself if you do it during the week. On a weekend, it gets a bit more crowded.
You know, I do believe I know where you're talking about. I took a pointed drive a few months back earlier this spring to see how much road I could, stay as close to the lake as I could with. And I ended up in Cross Village eventually, you know, but I wanted to see. I came down from Mackinac City and I went south and stuck as much to the coast as I could. You know, there are some private associations you can't get into, but most of it is right near the water, and so I'll just I have to check my, I have a handheld marine GPS. I can check the nautical charts and check Sturgeon Bay and see what I can see what I can see for beaches there. NAPZT.
NAYSS in the mobile. Yeah, it's right south of Wilderness State Park. You go basically west out of Mackinac City, kind of follow along, and you get to the edge of the lake, kind of, and then you just go south. And right about there, there's an outhouse there. There's a parking area. So, you know, like if you wanted to change, you could. And then, you know, it's a nice stretch of beach. It's a nice area. And it follows along the lake for about a mile or so. And then as you go farther south, then it comes back a little bit from the lake. And there's some houses and everything along there. You know, the nice, expensive houses.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of those houses along there. They're quite beautiful. And I do believe I know the parking area you're talking about. I think I found myself there once. I pulled into the parking lot to kind of adjust some stuff and get some electronics I had and doing some phone stuff, getting off the road. And I think it's time that I start back into the... stuff I really want to do up here, which is swimming in the summer, and I haven't had any, I'm so tired during the day, and that's when I sleep usually, so I haven't been able to get out there in recent times, but I might just do that in the coming months before the end of summer. I'd like to get back into the water. I haven't been swimming in a while.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stretch. I like to go there. Like I say, it's not that many people, especially during the week, which is what I like to do, you know, so you don't have as much tourism. Although it's interesting, it's my opinion here, it seems, you know, like, of course, when COVID happened, everything shut down and all people were staying inside and so forth. And then it just sort of gradually been getting better, and now it seems like everybody's over their fear of COVID, so they're out and about doing things again.
Well, with four shots in my arm, I figure, you know, that's probably, I figure I'm probably set with that. You know, just take usual precautions and all that. I have some allergy issues all year round, so I've got some minor sinus congestion most of the time anyway. And if I can get some exertion going, you know, I don't move as much as I should. I'd really like to start, I want to get a good road bike and start bicycling again, but there are the things I can do. I participate in a sport called geocaching, and that gets me out every now and then. I like to do deep woods caches and stuff that's hard to get to and a little challenging, so once in a while I can find myself to do that. Haven't got a ton of money to be driving around northern Michigan, but the 340 or so caches I do have, you know, I've got those in over five states, chiefly Missouri and Michigan and South Dakota, and a few in between, but most of them are in those states. I've been trying to get out a little more. As money gets saved up, we'll be doing other things.
Well, Stephen, my son, my youngest son that lives with me, and my wife, I should say, he goes geocaching when he can. He works down here in a factory in Grayling. That's where I'm from. That's my home GTH. But he goes geocaching when he can. He quite often works extra days, though, saving up money to get a house. He's going to build a house. He's got the land now, but he hasn't got the house yet. He's going to build a small one there. He was thinking of a tiny home, but apparently the township will not let him put one of those in, so he's going for just a small house. Heading YSS in the Mobile.
NAPZT. You know, I don't like to complain too much, but if a person only needs that kind of a building, I don't understand why townships, especially rural areas, are so against these kinds of things. The newer units are quite nice and they're well put together. You know, if all you need is like an acre and a half, why not put on something that doesn't have a footprint, put solar all over it, put in a power wall, and let it prevent brownouts on the grid? I just, I don't understand why they have this aversion to this kind of thing. This never ceases to amaze me. I hope he can find something that's within his desire, but a lot of people are looking at that. They were originally designed as an alternative to bigger homes, and you know, I'm up here in Emmett County, and just the northern Michigan area in general. You know, I've got a very unique rental, and I don't mind a little bit of more rustic living in an older place I'm willing to deal with. And you know, it's just me. I'm not married or anything. I don't have any kids, so it's just me and the woodwork. Rentals go up anywhere here from $1,200 to $1,800 a month, and even more if it's bigger. Want to build a house, it's, up here, Emmett's kind of expensive to build in.
Oh, I know. It seems like, why don't you let some of them put up so people can live in them, and so they can, you know, they get in there, and then they save up money and, you know, move up. You know, I thought that was kind of the way you were supposed to do it. You know, and housing is so expensive nowadays.
Well, right. And I can understand. And so why not, if you got a spread out in the country a little bit? I don't understand why a township board wouldn't let anyone build something like that. You know, they also make composite houses where you can get the walls and windows and stuff pre-built, and these things are super thick, they're well insulated. You know, and when they're put together, they're very well made.
with fiber composite side walls, and it's like, you know, it may look boxy, but it doesn't, you know, you could always put a faux roof on it or something if you got to have gables, and you can make that roof metal. We got metal shingles that look like the real thing now, which makes sense if you want to keep snow off of it and still have it look good. There's just all kinds of ways. You know, they do this thing in Europe and they in other countries, and they welcome the new technology. I just don't understand why we're so conventional here. NHGT.
I know, I agree with it. Especially some of these people, like my son, you know, he's not going to be there that much. You know, Elon Musk has a tiny home. And of course, you can kind of figure, well, he doesn't need a mansion because he's never there. You know, he's always working. You know, the guy's quite a dynamo. And, you know, with my son, he quite often picks up other shifts, you know, fills in for somebody else when they're on vacation, and he picks up some extra money.
You know, I wouldn't mind, if money weren't an object, I'd buy a lakefront home with a dock, but I would probably, I'd have a decent, a fairly large, you know, a large-ish, but not too large, a sailboat I could live in the marina for the summertime. That would be my idea of ultimate living in northern Michigan. You know, and then I'd have, then of course I'd just dry dock it, you know, in the winter like everybody else does. That would be my idea if I had a few million lying around, but you know, if I could find a place to afford and put in a reasonably, I probably want something a little bit bigger than a tiny home. Depends on how tiny. You know, I don't mind modular construction, but I do want a little bit of workspace. You know, anything between 1,200 and 1,800 square feet tops would be probably just fine. I don't think I'd need anything more than that.
NHYSS. Well, I think that's actually more in the category of a small house. But, you know, the interesting thing is there are people like you were talking about. I used to do business, well, years ago, when marinas were a little more popular and things like that. I did business with this one marina, and what a lot of their clientele had these nice big yachts, but they did not have a cabin up here. They had the yacht, and they dry docked it in the winter there at the marina, and then in the spring, they would go out, you know, and that was their summer cabin, and they would park it, you know, and they'd just park it and enjoy it, and, you know, if they didn't like their neighbors or location or the view or whatever, they could just motor on somewhere else. And the whole summer, even though they lived on it, they'd only put on like 10 or 12 hours of engine hours.
NAPZT. Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know, I don't think I'd want to be a full-timer. Of course, if you got a big enough sailboat and it's ocean-capable with a decent keel, you could go down to the Bahamas or something in the Caribbean, whatever. You know, I just want to do it on the lakes in the summertime and have a regular home, probably with some, well, I don't know, a snowmobile or an ATV with tracks on it for the winter sports and stuff. That would be fine. I could deal with that in retirement. I'm not really interested in going farther south. Most of my family, my mother's side has moved to Texas and all points south, and I'm just not into it. I've been in that part of the country. It's not my idea of fun. I don't mind the winters up here. You know, it's part of the seasons, and I like seeing them change. I've lived with it for so long, and I have a capable vehicle I just picked up a year ago, August. It's all-wheel drive, and it's more than enough to get me where I need to be, and it's fun to drive, and I've done a lot more touring since I got the thing. It supports my back really well. and I'm enjoying the ownership. It's costing a little bit, but it's worth it. You know, so if I got to pay for one thing, it's going to be my car right now. Anything else is going to be on the wayside for a while, but in time, I wouldn't mind doing exactly what you're talking about.
I know, I've got a kid in Texas, and he doesn't want to see snow anymore, but I'll probably stay here, you know, now, especially now, you know, I only work 2 days a week, and it's not like it's real critical that I go out, you know, Monday or Tuesday or whatever. You know, if we get a blizzard coming in, I can just move my days around a little bit, and after the blizzard's all done and cleaned up, I can go out. So it works out pretty good.
Well, it's good if you only can, if you're only going out 2 days a week. I mean, that's a good work week for me. I take as many hours as I can get. I'm 58, but I still got some spry in me still, and I need to move around more than I do. So I'm starting to look at better exercise regimens and. Once I get the cabin cleaned up, then I'm going to start using the kitchen more after I get everything set up for that. I've got an electric skillet I cook most stuff in, and I've got some, I just got a bunch of grilled chicken patties given to me, and now I'm going to put some olive oil in that skillet and I'm going to cook myself up some grilled chicken breasts and put some veggies in there and just make a good veggie stir fry out of it, I think.
Well, walking is a good exercise, so if you could go for a walk, if you got someplace around your vicinity, that's a good exercise. It's not rough on your joints, you know, like running, you know, the impact of the hitting the pavement is not the best for you. So, you know, if you can walk or swim or bicycle or something like that.
I've got a decent bicycle. It works just fine. And I use that to, I live a little bit outside of town, maybe a mile or so, and I just usually will ride in. It's mostly flat. There's a little hill coming back, and that gives me a little bit of a workout because the gearing isn't super low. It's kind of a strange bike. It's called a Land Rider. It's got this belt-driven weight centrifugal shifting system. It takes a little bit of getting used to. And it's designed to change in cadence, when cadence changes. So it works quite well for what it is. It's strictly a recreational thing. You know, for any long distance, I wouldn't want to put it to the test on that, but... You know, it's got a front suspension fork and a suspension seat post, so it's comfortable enough just for local travel. I've ridden it on the island too. In fact, I bought a basket for it from one of the island sellers there, and that thing has been a boon. I'm glad that basket is half utility on the thing now, and I'm glad I got that thing. Well worth the money, and it wasn't too bad for island prices, like $40 or something. So. I may just get out and ride a little bit next couple of days, but I got to get my cleaning done. It's way overdue. N-A-P-Z-T.
N-A-Y-S-S. You got me curious. Which way from town do you live? You know, I'm somewhat familiar with Petoskey. I don't know all the roads, but, you know, if you tell me you lived out by Conley or something, I'd know roughly where you lived.
Well, I only work in Petoskey. I actually live in Indian River. And if you know Indian River, I live about half a mile south of the, barely half a mile south of the M68 Old 27 Junction.
Okay, on the south end of town?
Correct.
Okay, I got an idea where you live there. You know, it's, as you start going toward Wolverine.
Yep. It's a bit south of town, and it's, you know, it's not a lakefront house, that's for sure, but it's sheltered, and I can't complain. I've got internet connected, I got good neighbors, we watch out for each other, and, I like the smaller community. Now, if I had the funds and I could actually afford it, I could live in Petoskey Harbor and enjoy myself. But, you know, I'm budget living at the moment. The car is really the only luxury I've got, and that gets me to work and lets me, you know, keep myself moving around. And that's a necessary expense at the moment. At least I think it's necessary, so it's not paying the bills. I'm just going to keep making the payments, and we're good there. But, yeah, I like Indian River. It's a small town. They have had some growth, but not as much as some other places, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, that is nice, and you have the bicycle trail near you, right? The one that goes over to Petoskey?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, I'm trying to think if that has a spur or not. If it does, it may be between Sheboygan and Indian River. I know that, there is the Rails to Trails thing that does go through Indian River. That comes up from Gaylord. And I don't know if M68 is considered a connector road to the one on US 31 or not. I'm trying to think of where that comes in. Riggsville Road or something? God, I can't. I'd have to look up a map of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself. I just know it's there, so. Anyway, I am getting close to my destination here. I am actually going to a meeting which has to do with amateur radio because I'm one of the amateur radio operators that help with the Gasabo Canoe Marathon. And that's where I am going. And I'm over in Mile right now to meet with some other people. So I'm going to say 7-3 and thank you very much for riding along with me, Stephen. Wish you a great few days off. NAPZT, NAYSS, in the mobile. I'll be clear on your final. Great talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to you too. Can I have your name one more time, please?
Okay, my name is John Juliet Ocean November, and my call sign is November 8, Yankee Sierra Sierra. If you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character, Yosemite Sam, so it's November 8, Yosemite Sam.
All right, John, it was a pleasure talking with you. Nice to, this is one of the more lively conversations I've had since I got a new mobile unit. I got a Radiosity DV25D DMR and this analog too. And it's proving to be a decent little mini rig at 20 watts. Gets me out, gets me connected. And that sounds like a lot of fun you guys are doing with the marathon there. And always nice to spend a day on the river. So I wish you all on that. Well, sir, I'll let you go then. You have a good day, and I will certainly enjoy my days off. I wish you guys well on your involvement with the marathon. Say 7-3, John. You have a great day, sir. NAPZT, clear.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox 31, Key Hunter. KTW Monitoring, 433 Peters through St. Mary's. K8FJW Monitoring. K8FJW Monitoring, 433 Peters through St. Mary's.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Lee, Amateur Radio Mercy Communications, OxcomNet. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the JLM Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for use this repeater is provided by the JLM Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The the president's next to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please go to 14.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, transmit your first name followed by your call sign. Please say your call sign slowly. After you are heard, net control will confirm you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Tony, KE8MBZ.
7, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Mike, Kilo, Delta 8, Romeo, Echo Hotel.
Jim, November 8, Tango, Charlie, Zulu.
Bob, KB8, SDJ.
Kilowatt 8, Whiskey, Papa, Echo.
W8RUJ, Rob.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-Ray.
All right, we got a few in tonight. Let's go. We have, so far we've got Tony, KE8SBZ, excuse me. Kevin, KF8AGY. Mike, KD8REH. NATCZ. I got Bob, KB8SBJ. I got Dave, KWPE. I've got Rob, W8REJ. I got Jeff in Alaska. At N8EX. Anybody else?
Scott, Whiskey, X-Ray, 1, Juliet.
Scott, the best one, Jay, I got you in there, and I got another station that ended in OY. Please re-transmit your call sign, please.
Amity,
A-E-A-Z-O-Y. And I got you in there, Amity. Let's go to the top of the list with Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, give me a location if you've got any messages to pass.
Hey, Tony, here, KE8SBZ, home QTH on Rennie Lake. The only message I've got is there's an unstable air mass approaching the Chicago area that's supposed to have some high activity. Up as much as 70 miles an hour. It'll probably be moving through northern Indiana and lower Michigan later tonight. I don't think we'll be affected by that. With that, back to net.
WAVPC.
Mike, I got you in there. Tony, thank you for letting us know that, again, if there is severe weather, please check in for Skywarn for local alerts. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, a pass.
The Spider Lake. Other than what Tony shares, I got.
Mike, KD8REH. Mike is our Skywarn coordinator. Mike, I was looking at the radar here. For a while, they had a tornado warning for it in the UP, but I think it's passed. Mike, any concerns for weather?
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Region 7, Skywarn coordinator. No, most of the stuff's going to be south of Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, basically Kalamazoo down to the Indiana border, into Indiana, Illinois, and then up into Wisconsin. There is a tornado watch in effect down there currently. So I think they're going to get more than stronger winds down there tonight. I think they're predicting there's a possibility of tornadoes. So there was one up, I believe, one up in the UP. Did not catch but the end of it there. But in our coverage area, no, nothing more than rain this evening, hopefully. So, and if there is, we will try to initiate a net and then do check-ins from there. So at this point, I think our percentage is pretty low, but I think down Kalamazoo south, I think they're probably going to get a little more than just wind. So we'll pass it back to you.
All right, Mike, thanks for the update. We do have cooler temps for tomorrow, so that cold front's going through. That'll be nice. Let's go to Jim, NATBZ. Jim, the location, any message to pass?
Jim, November 8th, Tango Charlie Zulu, M22, Crane Hill Road in Elmwood Township. No message. Back to net.
Bob, TB8, SBJ. Bob, the location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8 SBJ. Located in Nelson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Dave, K8WPE. Dave, the location, any message to pass?
Dave, K8WPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, and I have no messages. Other than it was hotter than blazes today.
Rob, W8REJ. Rob, the location, any message to pass?
This is W8REJ, Rob, in beautiful downtown Beulah. No messages other than to repeat what Dave said. Too hot, too humid.
Jeff, NADX. Jeff, how about a weather report from Alaska?
This is Jeff, NADX, at Wilmer Avenue, Herman Lair Road in Seward. And it is 55 degrees, overcast. We've had monsoon weather the last 2 weeks, and so we've had about 36 hours with the rain has held off, but we have more coming. NADX.
Jeff, thanks for logging in. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. WX1J in Traverse City, and I have no messages to pass. Back to you.
Hey, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, if I can read my own handwriting. Your location, any message to pass?
K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Davis Lake at the very bottom, like Cleveland, all counties, and no messages.
And Mike, who is in downstate Michigan, Mike, W-A-P-P-C, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control, W-A-V-P-C, Royal Oak. No traffic.
As a double, is there anyone else who hasn't checked in?
W-E-U-A-N, Tim in Central Lake.
Jim, all I got was from Central Lake. Go ahead, Jim. Check in with your call sign again, please.
This is Whiskey 8, Uniform, Alpha November in Central Lake.
Well, I wasn't even close. Go ahead, Tim. And give me a location and messages to pass.
This is W-A-U-A-N. No traffic tonight. I just checked in for the check-in, QSL.
Jim, thanks for the check-in. I think there was one other station trying to get in there.
Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey.
K-E-A-F-J something. Go ahead. Give me your name and your call sign and... your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, very good. My name here is Brad, located in Sioux, St. Marie, Michigan, coming in through the 430 repeater here. And call sign again is Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey. So hopefully you got that time. And subject, K8FJW.
All right, thanks for checking in. I love the repeater link system. Sounds like you're next door here. For those on your tablets, hint, Kevin, and others, we always practice every Monday sending digital messages. If you have an Android tablet, we send ICS-213 forms, which is a FEMA form. If you are interested in getting a tablet cheap, tomorrow is Amazon Prime Days. Tablets are as low as $40, and you can install all sorts of Android apps. They're cheap, so let us know. We will be meeting tomorrow at Project Night at 7 o'clock. So we might be ordering a few gadgets and talk about a few gadgets, so join us. I do have a digital message. The message is 37 seconds. This is... K8 GPC, standby for digital traffic. Digital traffic is as follows.
This is KQTC. If you receive a message, please check in.
WX1J, full copy.
88FGW, full copy.
WAVPC, full copy.
Zero, Alpha, Dolphin. All right. First off, congratulations, Kevin, and I'm glad Mike is getting that from way south. So, excellent. Everybody, thank you for checking in. Join us for Project Night tomorrow night. But again, stay tuned if the weather gets bizarre now and in the future, and your go to the 86 repeater for Skywarn. All right, everybody, thank you for double-checking your gear for emergency communications. This is KPC. Take it away, Chairman Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour Net. This is K8SBZ. My name is Tony. I'll be your net control station using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Net is to connect and build the ham radio community and to communicate information of interest to radio amateur enthusiasts in the area. The MeshNet, use of the WATC computer, is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City area, covering much of northern Michigan. This is club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters. We're linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained short-time stations. Second, echo link. Third, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for check-in, and you give me your call and your first name. I'll acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. This helps manage doubles and makes check-ins more efficient. Thank you. Tonight, let's see, an announcement that I think we should be making is a week from tomorrow, July 23rd, we'll be having our annual Cherryland Amateur Radio Club picnic. It'll be out at Sailor Park in Yuba, and it will start at about, I believe that we start about 5 p.m. And have dinner about 6 o'clock. We encourage you to come out. We had a nice group of people that showed up last year. It was a lot of fun. We'll be having brats and dogs, and we encourage you to bring your own beverage, your tableware, unless you eat with your hands, that is, and maybe a dish to pass. With that, let's get on here. This is WATCM Net Control for Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin with check-ins tonight by calling short time constraint and time-constrained stations because your time and energy is constrained. I'll take your comments after the group checks in. First, short time check-in. Please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Next check-in. Short time check-in. Call now. Wow, I guess we broke a record. We didn't have any short-time check-ins last week, it seemed like, at least right off the bat. So with that, Mike, go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Not a whole lot new. Got a Meshtastic board I'm messing with. Just waiting for a 3D printed case for it. Just finishing up the T-Barge portable repeater. I just got to wait for something to come off the slow boat from China. So when that gets here, that'll be finished. And then, that's really about it. Just been playing weatherman lately and waiting to see what happens. So other than that, we'll pass it back to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Looking forward to seeing that MeshNet. What'd you call that thing again?
You talking about the Meshtastic?
Fantastic. That's it. That's like a level APRS radio.
No, they actually work in the 900 meg and stuff there. So basically, it's open for anybody to use, and I'm hoping to do a project night on it or a demonstration for the club. So we'll go over it here a little bit.
All right, that sounds great, Mike. Anybody that would be interested in that, stay tuned and find out when we're going to be talking about that project night. With that, let's go to our any Echolink stations that are out there. First, Echolink station, please check in.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo 8, Quebec, November, Zulu, Roger.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, N8EX. And Roger, K8QNZ, did I get that right?
Connection. Yes. Sorry about that. I have a Ford Internet connection.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other Echolink call-ins? Please call in.
November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights.
Always glad to hear you coming in from Sterling Heights there, Dave. We got you. Are there any more Echolink callers out there? Please come in. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to, this is WATCM Net Control. We can now go to all check-ins. So, newly licensed hams, you're invited to join us tonight. First general check-in, please call now.
Whiskey X-ray-1, Juliet.
Okay, Scott, I got you, and Tom in Cadillac, WBA, WIBU, got you. Next call in, please call now.
7 Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Salt.
Okay, Kevin, we have you. Next general check-in, please call now.
AE8ZOY, Amity.
Good evening, Amity. Next check-in, please call now. Okay, we'll check again and see if there are any other late check-ins. Let's go ahead to the top of the list to Echolink. Jeff up there in Alaska, N8EX, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon or good evening, Tony, and everyone else out there. This is Jeff, MADX, Seward, Alaska. We are in the 50s today and got low clouds, and we have been raining the last 2 weeks since I got back from Michigan, and which it was sunny here before that and warm, but everything's grown like crazy. So this wildfire we've had the last day and a half, everyone's been out mowing and getting the brush cut down, which my string trimmer got overloaded. The bobbin actually got tied up with brush in it. It was so thick. So the been doing a little bit of small engine TLC. And that's where we're in the time of visiting hams. We have Ray K4TCJ, who's volunteer at Sea Life Center, so he's hanging out with us till August and has been active on the repeaters and locally. And we have a ham from Austria and Herbert, AI6HN, who just arrived yesterday. He's here for 2 weeks. And then we got Norbert showing up in a few days in Germany. And then we have our gentleman that's on a cruise ship that's doing the coast. He'll be back in a week and a half and hanging out here for a couple weeks. So it's we're having lots of visitors. Usually we get a few more that just show up. Also, my APRS notes alerted me that there's more than me just pinging it today. So the it's busy times, and it's fun to have company. So hope everyone's doing well, and if I had some cool air to send you, I would put it in a flat rate box. So send it back to you, Tony, and ADX.
All right. Thanks for that, Jeff. Always interesting to hear from you up there and find out what's going on. interesting people coming to town. Probably this is the best time of the year, rain or shine. I was just wondering, just a curiosity question, Jeff, do you have any brush fires up there? I know your growing season's a little bit short.
It's very wildfire prone, especially up at Fairbanks. And that's who the opening to Denali National Park, O'Reilly Creek, caught on fire. So we had to close the Denali down for about a week. It reopened a few days ago. And we're not in red anymore, but usually about half the summer we're in the burn ban. And we've had some big fires. If you Google Funny River Fire, Kenai Peninsula, that was like one of the biggest ones in many years in the U.S. And that thing smoked us out pretty good, even though it's across the peninsula. So, yes, we get a few brush fires at ADX.
Thank you, Jeff. That's very interesting. Roger, you'll be next and followed by Dave down in Sterling Heights. Dave, go ahead. Stand by. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is Roger, K8QNZ, in northwest corner of Manistee County, in the little village of Arcadia. Coming in through Echo Link, because as Scott, WX1J, knows, I live in a hole. So trying to get out to the repeaters is a bit of a challenge. Not a whole lot going on here in Arcadia, other than, like everyone else, it's hot. I'm staring out the window looking at a couple of deer in the field next door to me. And that's about all. Just checking in every once in a while here to the evening, Monday evening net. And appreciate, Tony, you taking me on net control. Back to net control. This is K8QNZ.
Okay. Roger is here from you tonight. And those Arcadian sunsets are absolutely outstanding out there whenever I've been able to get out to the beach in the past. So beautiful area that you're from. With that, let's go to Dave, N8WCB down in Sterling Heights. Dave and Scott, WX1J, standby.
Net Control and everyone on the net, good evening to you. This is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave, in Sterling Heights. Well, we got up to about into the mid-80s, near 90 today. Some areas west and north of us received quite a bit of rain. We in Sterling Heights, we barely got about a tenth of an inch, but we just had a storm come through last night. Took down a limb of one of our trees, so I was hoping to kind of stay in today. Out of the heat and humidity, but anyway, had to take care of that, clean that one up. But other than that, just kind of watching the weather here. I understand the southwest part of the state, northern Indiana, and Chicagoland area is under a tornado watch till about 2 a.m. So we'll be kind of watching that weather coming across there this evening. But hope everyone is doing well. Other than that, today we've just kind of, we had to make a quick errand down to my wife's doctor's office real quick today to pick up some medicine. But other than that, and outside of the job outside with the tree, just kind of staying in and laying low. But enjoying the net tonight. We'll be monitoring as the net proceeds. And we'll say 73s to all. NAWCV, back to net control.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the report from South Michigan. Now, Scott, if you're ready to talk to us, you go ahead. And Tom down in Cadillac, stand by and have your beam pointed in our direction. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Thanks for taking the net tonight. Doing an awesome job. And, yeah, I have not a lot to comment about, except I would like to comment a couple things to Roger. One is, Roger, you don't live in a hole. It's not a hole. It's a valley. That sounds better, but it's a very deep valley, so I get your point. But anyway, thanks for jumping out there tonight, and a nice change on your call. So anyway, the big for me over the weekend was spending another evening, lovely evening in the emergency room at Munson. Our friend pneumonia has returned. After we knocked it down on the right side, it decided to pop up on the left side. So I'm going to be continuing to lay low and recover for quite a while. And Vesta won't be at breakfast tomorrow and project night tomorrow night. But everything's turning around. We've got a good medical team on the case, and it's just a matter of that sort of stuff. So with that, I will say good evening to everybody. I wish you all a good evening. And and that's that. So back to you, W8TCM. This is WX1J. Good evening.
Okay, Scott, sorry to hear that that is still lingering. You must have been talking on the good lung tonight. So we hope that you get back to total health here shortly. With that, let's go to Tom, WB8WIB, and Kevin over on Spider Lake. Stand by.
Hey, Tony, and thanks for taking the net tonight, WB8WIB. First off, Tony, how's the signal sound?
You have a signal tonight. I think that you're aimed right in the direction you need to be, and whatever the ground wave or whatever is getting your signal up here is doing a good job, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay, roger, Cody. I think I'm only putting out 15 watts. I wanted to see if I could do it with a lower power, and indeed I can. It's easy on the antenna system. But I'm going to change out the coax to the 2-meter beam. I put up a different beam. The other one, there was a problem with the driven element with the match. And actually it was broken. And they tried to repair it with no avail. So I took the beam apart, put it in the shed, and I found another beam. I forgot I had it. It was an 8-element. So I took that up, and it's doing a pretty good job. But I think the coax is shaky. I'm gonna eventually replace that with some 213, and that should do the job even better. Anyway, had a good day. I worked on the antenna system today, my rotor. I had to order a plug, the rotor cable, for the box. I didn't know there was none, and I got in touch with the former owner, and he said there was none when he got it. He got it from somebody else, so evidently he didn't use it. So I found that out, so I ham supply is where I got it. It was a Jones plug, so that's on the way. So anyway, that's the story there, and I'll be working on my 10-meter system tomorrow. Everybody have a good evening out there. Glad I could get in tonight. Thanks again. Jack, for taking it. I will not be in session tomorrow. I've got a doctor's appointment in the morning. Tell us three, everybody. Back to that control. That's what I mean.
73 to you there, Tom. Your signal was pretty good. Most of your transmission, it started getting a little scratchy there toward the end. Who knows what was causing that. It was still strong, though. With that, we're going to go to Kevin, K-F-A-A-G-Y, and K-E-8-Z-O-Y, stand by.
Thanks for taking the net tonight. You're doing a great job. Not much going on here, just trying to stay cool and hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler than it has been on our boat, but the last couple of days have just been way too hot. That's all I've got to report here. This is Kevin. Back to you, and that's control. 73, everybody.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for coming back to us. There, Amity, you are up next. Any check-ins that haven't called in yet, stand by. Ask for your call right after. Go ahead, K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
Hello, K-E-8-Z-O-Y, Amity. Thanks, Tony, for taking the net tonight. When my
When I built this house, we live in the woods and lots of trees and no cement anywhere, so we didn't put air conditioning. So I spent the entire afternoon in the lake with the dog, on the raft, in the water, and drinking a few red pops and enjoying the outdoors. Had a nice weekend. I was down in Lansing judging a dog show all day Sunday, and then drove back last night. So it was nice to get in the lake and relax. So back to you, Tony, KGHCOY Hamity.
Okay, Hamity, nice that you made another dog show this summer. You know, this time of the year is always good for that sort of thing. I'm glad you're able to take it in. With that, I will tell you that we've reached the bottom of the list. This is W8TCM. We'll now listen for any additional check-ins. If you've not yet checked into the Monday evening social hour and wish to do so, please check in now.
K8VNA, John, Interlock.
K8VNA, we got you. Next check-in, please.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike, Ron, Mobile, Sheboygan, in and out.
Okay, is that Ron and Sheboygan? Come back with your call sign.
QSL calls Whiskey 8 revolutions per minute. Copy.
Okay, I got W8RP. Is there something on the other side of that?
On M like Mary, 1x3, W8R. PM Romeo Papa Mike. Copy.
Yes, got a copy on that. Thank you very much for your check-in there, Ron. Any more check-ins? Next check-in, please call now. Okay, no further check-ins at the time. John, K8DNA, you go ahead, and W8RPM, and bye. Cool call sign.
Hey, hello, Net Control, Tony, K8VNA here. I'm on mobile. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Pneumonia is serious, so drink lots of fluid. We fought that with our daughter a little bit there, but she's healthy again. Earlier in my life, Cody had issues with pneumonia, and we ended up in a hospital in a hurry. So basically, if I was to give you any advice, just drink lots of water. Otherwise, you'll end up in the hospital with fluid intake there. So, anyways, I'm trying to listen to you guys. I'm working on a project here at the house, so it's hard to focus real good. But I appreciate you taking Net Control. It's interesting that you're on Net Control, Tony. It's good to hear you. That's awesome. It's good news that you're taking control there. So, I'll see you guys tomorrow night at the club. And, I've been kind of hit, but been busy with wife and family and stuff. It's all good. We'll see you tomorrow night. And appreciate the conversations. I'm listening in to you guys, and appreciate the story.
Okay, John. Appreciate you coming back to us there. Your mobile signal is coming in pretty good tonight. Thank you for that advice of drinking fluid, and that would go for everybody in this hot season. I know that I have my own problems from time to time with not drinking enough water. Water is a good thing, so thanks for that advice, and glad that your kids are doing good there. With that, let's go to Ron, W8RPM. Ron, I think that you said you might be a short time in and out, but if you do have a message for us, go ahead and come back now. Okay, one last chance for any general check-ins for the Monday night social hour. If you're out there and haven't had a chance to voice what's going on, please come now.
Okay, back BPM, Indian River.
Okay, a K8BPM, is that correct? Come back.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa Mike, Larry in Indian River. I'm shooting out a little 7-watt handy-talkie right now.
Well, I'll tell you that you're coming in nice and clear from up there in Indian River on 7 watts. Yeah, I know a fella that's up there on Torch Lake and he gets a straight shot across. Not sure which repeater you're going to, but you got a good signal on that 7 watts. Anything you'd like to share with us tonight? KF8BPM.
Well, I'm just checking out the range I have. I'm probably hitting that tower on Hackleberg Road, which isn't far from me. But my 50 watt is in the shop getting repaired, so I had to pull out the HT to see how I'm doing. That's all. I'm enjoying the conversation tonight. Thanks for listening. KF8BPM. I'm monitoring.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in there, Larry. With that, I believe that we have gotten to the bottom of the list, and that will conclude the Monday evening social hour. This net will meet next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Tony KT8SBZ operating this evening as net control under the call sign W8TTM. I'll now close the net and return to general amateur use, and I'm sorry I didn't ask if there were any comments, but we'll go ahead and return the repeater to general amateur use, and if you have any comments, I'll stand by for and listen to you. Good evening to all. WATCM clear. WS1J88SBZ, are you still out there? Alrighty, we had 11 call-ins tonight. I hope I didn't miss anybody tonight. That's calling for any comments there at the end. But this was fun. Enjoyed it. Second round. Maybe we'll give it a third round and see if I can do any better.
Okay, yeah, 11 is a little light. I'm not sure. People have probably got a lot of stuff going on in their life. But with a linked repeater, I was expecting to hear more from the folks way up north. But anyway, that was very good. Good job. I have no comments. I was going to give you feedback, but I have none other than nice job. Yeah, so with that, I'll turn you loose. KE8SBZ, WX1J.
Okay, Scott, I hope you get those lungs cleared up. We'll miss you tomorrow morning. And this is fun. Yeah, they probably had a little weather going on there in the Upper Peninsula, so that might have been a reason why nobody was calling in. So if they didn't have weather, they probably will. I saw some stuff in the western portion of the Upper Peninsula a little bit earlier tonight. I'm sure that it was moving east like everything else. So WX1J, this is KE8SBZ. 73-2, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Tony. WX1J clear.
KE8FBZ, KA8DMA, you still on the air? That's affirmative, John. What are you working on tonight?
Yeah, it's good to hear you on the net. That's pretty cool. You did a really good job. Very professional sounding, and I'm jealous. I wish I could do the same. One of these days, maybe I can do that for the club. But so tonight I'm working on my deck. It's a constant project. I got OCD kind of messing with me my entire life, so it was not perfect. I start over kind of thing, but you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm just enjoying my project tonight. My daughter had some friends over, so she's entertained. Tomorrow night I'll be doing some bike riding, but my deck project. So my biggest concern is drainage, to make sure the water drains properly. So that's what I'm working on here. The deck is built, but I'm working on some staircase. So the stringers, I'm measuring out properly, and before I mount the stringer to the deck, I want to make sure my drainage on the bottom of the stringer is good, so my staircase does not sag in the future. So. Good job on the net. I was really impressed. You sounded really professional and really, good job. So I just want to tell you that. KANA, back to you.
Yeah, thanks for the comments there, John. I would say with OCD, always measure twice and use screws. can at least take the screws out and screw something else up there. So, yeah. When I get to doing one of those deck projects here in the near future, maybe I'll call you for some of your expertise. So, call you and your daughter. I hope that you're teaching her something. I'm sure that she's right here. So, anyway, I'm glad to hear that she's feeling better anyway. And, yeah, I picked up on that you must have got a cold out and all of that rain during kill day. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I didn't copy that last second of transmission there, but yeah, she's doing well now. Pneumonia got to her a little bit, and it kind of scared us a little bit because in the past we have some experience with pneumonia with Cody, and it landed us in a month in the hospital, so it kind of creeped up on us a little bit, and it's kind of dangerous, you know. So the biggest advice from the nurses there at Monson was drink lots of fluids. That's kind of where we screwed up on. We didn't watch Cody real close. He was probably about 6 years old or so, and we weren't watching him as properly. We're kind of new parents as well. But the biggest advice they gave us, the best advice they gave us was water intake. So anyway, obviously it's that time of year, and I don't have to preach that too much. You obviously know that, but that's pretty much all I got for you.
Yeah, Cody was pretty young there. I've got a niece that's sick right now. I noticed that young kids have a pretty good chance of picking up stuff from other folks, other kids too, like colds and whatnot. So, you know, I don't know if colds develop into pneumonia, but I guess it's something that could happen. At any rate, I'm going to let you get back to your project here. And enjoy talking to you, and give me a call sometime. K8DNA, this is K8SBZ. You have a good evening.
Yeah, Tony, sounds great. I'm pretty much done for the night. My daughter is getting ready to walk in the driveway, or drive in the driveway, my daughter and my wife. So I'm spending time with them for a few, couple of hours before I call it a night. But I just want to reach out to you and tell you that awesome job on the net tonight. I was really surprised to see that you were taking control of the net, and I was impressed that you did an awesome job. So hopefully I can do the same in the future for us. So I'll see you tomorrow night at the club, and have a good afternoon. K-A-V-N-A, clear.
With that, 73 K-E-8-S-P-Z will be clear also.
K-W-2-K from K-Y-H. K-Y-H, clear.
K-Y-H, K-E-8-S-P-Z.
Hey, Tony, K-Y-H.
Neil, are you coming to breakfast?
That I am. I just need to let Pete know that I'm going to be driving myself because I may have to come home right after. Plan on going out to the tower out by 7 and 4. It was broke afterwards, and I don't think I can go with them.
Okay, gotcha. I might just pick up a landline and give my call then. Anyway, look forward to seeing you. KE8SBZ, we're clear.
Yep, good morning. Have a good one. KY8H is clear.
KE8SBZ, this is KD9, Whiskey Uniform. You still on the other, Tony?
KD9WWU, KE8SBZ, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I sort of missed checking. I got caught from my time change, so I kind of missed the net tonight. So, anyways, it'd be an extreme late check-in if we're all still counting. We're preparing a Clinton Dollar Hatches tonight. We got a big storm coming in. So, anyways, I just missed the net. That's all.
Tell you what, I'll add you as a late check-in. And yeah, it looks like you might be getting some winds down there. I know that Aurora and Chicago area were supposed to get winds up to 70 miles an hour. I checked a little earlier.
Yeah, Roger that. They're calling. We actually have underneath a tornado watch right now, up until 1 a.m. But they are calling for a possibility of 70-mile-per-hour winds tonight or the next few hours. So right now, everything appears to be okay, but in the next couple hours, it could get kind of rough out here. So anyways, we made it home, so everything's safe, and it was kind of warm here today. I'd rather be up north where it's nice and cool. But anyways, we're gonna sign out and say 73 to you, Tony, and we'll catch you by this weekend. We're due to come back up on Saturday. So 73, this is KD9, Whiskey Uniform. Over.
Okay, Kevin, good to hear from you. I hope you're planning on coming to the picnic next Tuesday evening. Give me any details on that, let me know. We talked about that a little bit on the net. But, if you can, Tuesday night, 5 p.m., we'll be here about 6, but it'll be an eyeball social, 5 o'clock. Bring your own beverage and something, some tableware, whatever to eat with, and we'll have brats and what have you, probably brats and hamburgers available, and then, anybody that brings a covered dish, we'll share all of that. So, anyway, hope that the storm isn't too bad tonight. I was expecting, looking at that stuff a little earlier, that it would probably be getting to you probably close to 10 o'clock tonight, which would be, an hour from now. That was Eastern Standard Time, so, wish you well with all of that. Say hi to Miss Ann. KD9WWU, this is KT8SBV73.
Yeah, Tony, just a follow-up. We will make it to the picnic on Tuesday. We are bringing a guest. We're bringing Ann's uncle. And we are bringing a covered dish. We're going to bring a taco salad. So covered dish for everybody. So, we're going to have be three of us all together coming up there so for the picnic. So, anyways, again, 73 Syria and say our best wishes to Rose and hope she gets better. And you take care of yourself. This is KD9 Whiskey Uniform, saying 73s.
Okay, Kevin, you stayed keyed there for about a minute, so you're unkeyed now. So thanks for the update, KE8FPZ, we're clear.
KE8FPZ, this is KDNA, one more time. I'm trying to figure out I got a new battery now so I can hear you clearly. I'm trying to figure out this picnic next week. Can you give me a time, please? One more time on that.
Okay, John. 5 p.m. Tuesday, the 23rd, Eyeball QSOs, 5 p.m. The food will start at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. And, we didn't talk about it, but, it's not a bad time if somebody wants to sell something out of their truck or whatever to bring something along. So, with that, Miller Park at Yuba. A week from tomorrow, 5 p.m.
I'm assuming it's on the website. I mean, I don't know if it's the website, so I'll go look again. But get back in the house here. But one more time, is it Yuba Park? I'll look it up.
It's Sailor Park, Yuba. Sailor Park and Yuba. Just go past your search down there, and it'll be like over the next hill or whatever, and on the left.
Okay, there. I'll find it. Yeah. So Sailor Park, and then that's all I need. I'll find it. So I'll go from there. So I appreciate you coming back. KVNA clear. One last time. Have a good night.
Okay. VNA, KE8FZ. We're clear.
W8RPM mobile. WJ8R from W8RPM.
NATGG, testing is clear.
K8REH, testing. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel, net control for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. At this time, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Emmett County. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and 1-inch size hail. This is radar indicated at this time. However, there is a good potential for heavy rain, wind, and hail. This is KDREH, net control. We'll be standing by for any stations with any reports.
November 8, November X-ray, Papa.
All right, Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, we've had pretty decent rain, lightning in Mackinac City. It's lessened up a little bit. We got about a 16th inch of rain so far. The winds have slowed down for this area right now.
All right, very good. It looks like the other cell that's coming ashore here, it's probably just going to skirt the bottom side of Mackinac City. Might not even get you guys, but it's definitely going to get up into Harbor Springs and downtown Petoskey pretty good.
Yeah, Mike, that's what I was observing on the radar. Looks pretty decent. Well, be thankful we don't have our daughters down in Naperville, Illinois, and they just got hammered all through the Chicago area. Tornado warnings all over the place. She said the sirens went off three different times down there, so they got a mess. And we'll just keep our little rainstorms high.
Yeah, it looks like basically from almost the Wisconsin, just south of Wisconsin border all the way into Indiana, there's tornado warnings left and right. So it's it got pretty bad for them down there.
NADBX.
Go ahead.
He found his radio.
Yeah, just a tiny tidbit of information. I'm sure this cell's nowhere near as strong as it was then, but this cell did apparently produce a tornado near Escanaba earlier.
Yeah, it looks like it kind of weakened coming across, but it might have picked up a little bit, too.
Yeah, I was showing rotation earlier. Let's see what happens. Talked to 4OEMs aware. Talked with them briefly. He knows what's going on.
Mike, I was telling you it let up. We've got it coming down in torrents right now. The wind picked up a little bit. So the northern half of that cell that's coming in has hit us also.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The backside of that thing, the hook there, looks like you're finally getting the backside of that storm. So just kind of keep me updated on the wind and the rain there and let me know.
Roger on that. We're up to a quarter inch already.
All right, Chuck, I'm going to keep you in the loop there. I'm going to throw one more call out here with special attention to Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. If there's any stations in that area with reports, let me know. We've got 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. It's all radar indicated at this point. But any stations in those areas have any reports, please contact Net Control. Station calling there, you were totally unreadable. One more time.
The KDH station calling on the mile 700. If you can turn the power up, go ahead.
but you're just barely cracking the squelch. Station trying. I heard you a little bit better that time. I don't know if you want to move a little bit if you're mobile or if you're fixed. Try it again.
KFH BMW portable, Alpina.
Yeah, the KFH station portable up in Alpina. Go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Mike with the portable Alpina. Weather's fine. Has little cell phone reception. Just hoping to get an update on the storm if it's gonna.
Yeah, KFA station, let me take a look here at the radar 1 second. I'm kind of multitasking back and forth, standby one. Can I get your call one more time? It was KF8 something or other.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Mike, Whiskey.
Okay, so it looks like you're in the clear right now in Alpina. You've got some stuff potentially headed your way, but right now you're in the clear. Looks like Harbor Springs, Petoskey, and up in Mac City, it looks like they're getting hit pretty good at the moment.
Copy, thank you for camping, and that's why I was asking. Thank you again. KFA BMW,
okay. KFA BMW, where you camping at? If you can give me your location, rough estimate. You ain't got time exactly, but a rough estimate.
Alpena County, M-65 South Corridor.
Okay, I'm clear on M-65 South Corridor. I'm familiar with that area. If anything comes that way, keep your radio on and we'll try to get you some information.
Thank you, KFA BMW.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control in Northern Michigan, Skywarn Sphere Weather Network. Again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Emmett County, issued by the National Weather Service in Gaylord. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, along with one-inch-size hail. It is radar indicated. If there's any stations in the Petoskey area, Harbor Springs, we'll take any check-ins. But any stations in those two areas, we are looking for reports. If you can contact Net Control. Again, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sphere Weather Network. There's a severe thunderstorm warning, in effect, for southern Emmett County, issued by the National Weather Service in Gaylord. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and 1-inch hail are reported. Radar indicated at this time. Special attention to Petoskey and Harbor Springs. Do we have any stations in that area with any type of report? Please contact Net Control. All right, nothing heard. Do we have any stations in southern Emmett County with any reports? Please contact Net Control. All right, nothing heard. Do we have any stations in northern Michigan in the storm path there with any reports? Please contact Net Control.
Net Control from N8MXP.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, 15 into the net. Hey, Mike, would you like to take the QSY 296? Would that be better?
This is K8REH. 96 is not on the air at the moment. All we have are the two in Leelanau.
All right, well, the only thing I've got to report is my weather station is saying lots of lightning over by Beaver Island.
Yeah, that would definitely match what we're seeing there. Good cell coming back, coming ashore there in Petoskey and Harbor Springs area we're watching.